This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 360 for Thursday, April 20th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were weaker Thursday, taking some direction from outside markets. Canola down $7 to $16, the May contract down $13.60 at $758.90 per ton. Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures were both down on the day, with declines in crude oil contributing to a bearish sentiment in world vegetable oils. Speculative positioning contributed to the declines, although the canola market was choppy and hard to get a read on. A storm bringing snow to much of southern Saskatchewan and Manitoba will likely cause seeding delays in the region, especially if fields are slow to dry out due to cool temperatures in the forecasts. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all lower, as the broad risk-off sentiment in global financial markets spilled into grains and oilseeds. Soybeans down 9 cents in the May contract at $14.97 per bushel. Weekly U.S. export sales data was disappointing for soybeans, with only 100,000 tons of old crop business. That was down by 73% on the week and well below pre-report expectations. Large Brazilian soybean supplies are thought to be starting to displace U.S. beans in the world export market. The International Grain Council raised their estimate for next year's world soybean production to 401 million tons. That'd be up by 2 million from an earlier estimate and 31 million tons above the current crop. Corn also pressured by softer than expected weekly U.S. export sales, the May contract down 8 cents at $6.63 per bushel. U.S. corn sales for the week included 312,000 tons of old crop and an additional 422,000 tons of new crop. The IGC is forecasting world corn production of just over 1.2 billion tons, up by 6 million from the March estimate and 58 million on the year. Wheat, it's lower across the board, with forecasts calling for some moisture in parts of the dry southern U.S. plains, bearish influence once again. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales up about 300,000 tons of old and new crop business combined were in line with estimates. Rising wheat production estimates out of Russia were a bit bearish, but much of that increase was thought to be due to the estimates, including grain grown in occupied Ukrainian territory. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, April 20th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.